Well, good morning again. I heard there was a little excitement that there was a screen up today. So today I'm going to be talking about the Corinthians scripture. And once again, I'm Alicia Wood if you have questions or want to talk with me later. So in this movie clip, this is from the movie The Lorax. It's a children's movie, it's a cartoon, it's a Dr. Seuss film, and where we're headed with this is that there are no more trees in this space. In this community, there are no more trees, and there's not a lot even of grass from what I can see. And so there's a boy who thinks that this just isn't right, and he's not happy with the way things are going, and he wants things to be different in his community. So here we go.
So this is really all your fault. You destroyed everything.
Yes. And each day since the Lorax left, I've sat here regretting everything I've done. Staring at that word. Unless. And wondering what it meant. But now I'm thinking, well, maybe you're the reason the Lorax left that word there.
Me? Why would he leave that for me?
Because unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. The last Truffula seed. You need to plant it, Ted.
Yeah, but nobody cares about trees anymore.
Then make them care. Plant the seed in the middle of town where everyone can see. Change the way things are. I know it may seem small and insignificant, but it's not about what it is. It's about what it can become. That's not just a seed. Any more than you're just a boy.
I won't let you down.
I know.
So, in this clip, I just realized I was watching it. In the beginning, there's a rock, and it looks like a tombstone, and it has the words unless written on it, just so you know that's where he was getting the unless from. So this clip today reminded me of our church. That was awesome. The boy said, nobody cares about trees anymore. We could replace that with, nobody cares about church anymore. We might also say, and those that do are already here. But then the old man says, make them care. What? How are we to do that? How can we make those people care? We have wonderful things happening here at church. They just don't care. Or they don't care about God or church, or they would already be here. Wait a minute. Are God and church the same thing? Of course not. How many times have we heard, I'm spiritual but not religious? That may bother some people, and I heard some people in the group, in the audience, that feel that way. But you know what? I know what they mean. I actually feel that way myself. I take that statement as I believe in God, the universe, a higher power, greater than myself, but the church or religion is just not working for me. There are several assumptions about church and church people by those who are not churchgoers. First, they think churchgoers are thought of as judgmental. From the outside, or what the media covers about church people, is that they are against homosexuality. They're against living in sin. And Christianity is the only way. Second, outsiders feel that Christians just believe whatever they are told and don't have any questions about any of the teachings. They feel, the outsiders feel, if they were to come to church, they would not be allowed to ask questions or struggle with their faith. Now, it may be that they don't know what is happening in our church building, and if they came, they would like what's happening here. But whose responsibility is that? Whose responsibility is it to make them care? We are called by God to spread the good news. We are called to grow the kingdom. God doesn't say, forget them. They don't need to know about God's love. No, God says, spread the word and show God's love to everyone. Make them care. Make some noise. Make some impact. Spread God's love. Plant the seed in the middle of town for everyone to see. What if we were to plant the seed in the middle of town? The old man in the clip says, change the way things are. What if to change the way things are means we need to change? What if the way things are currently done is not the way to grow a seed into a tree or to grow a church? But why would we change? We like it the way it is. Is it really about us? We're already here. Are we to change the way things are by changing how things have been done, and now we need to meet today's context? You may be thinking, wait a minute. I don't like change. I don't want things to change. Because what would it look like if things did change? I don't know what that is, or what that looks like or feels like, or how I would grow in faith in this change. Will this even look like the church I've always known? The answer is, I don't know. I believe that is having faith. Not knowing what is next, but because of God's love and grace, being hopeful of what is to come. As the old man says in the clip, it's not about what is, but what it can become. Or, as Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Unless someone like you cares a lot, nothing is going to get better. I guess the question is, do we care? Do we want the community and the world to be a better place? Do you care about spreading God's love? Do you believe you have become a better person because you know God's love? Do you believe other people will benefit with knowing God's love? Do you want the spiritual but not religious to know the church has some really cool things going on in here? We are not judgmental, and you can ask questions. I know we sure do. Do you care about other people knowing of God's love in this community? Unless. And so we look to our good friend, the Apostle Paul. In today's Christian scripture, we hear Paul say to the early Christians, and now to us today, "For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, 'I belong to Paul,' and another, 'I belong to Apollos,' are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor for each. We are servants of God, working together." Paul is saying that we are servants of God. We are doing God's work. What does that look like? First, Paul says, stop arguing amongst yourself. Is the Holy Spirit among us guiding us to reach people in a new and different way? But some of us are choosing not to listen because change or doing things differently is scary or hard. Then Paul says, he has planted the seed and Apollos has watered. God is the one that gives the growth. Are we to do the planting of seeds and watering so that God can give growth? Growth in our faith, growth to non-churchgoers' faith, growth to our church. It's just like the kids' seeds. We can plant many seeds, water them, pray for the right weather conditions, ask experts how to grow and harvest a large crop, apply pesticides or not, miracle grow or not, genetically engineer our plants, but ultimately, it's God that gives the growth. How is God asking us to plant seeds and water? To do our part in sharing God's love, to grow God's kingdom. Are we willing to go out of our comfort zone if God is the one asking? Are we willing to plant the seed and have faith that God will give the growth? Please pray with me. God, we thank you for sharing your unconditional love with each of us. Please guide us to share your love to all of your people, even if it means going outside of our comfort zone or wrestling with change. We trust in you, God. Amen.